Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It's the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first, and also the Gentile. We're told that the Apostle Paul had a particularly unimpressive appearance. According to tradition, he had heavy eyebrows, bandy legs, a bald head, a hooked nose, bad eyesight, and he had no great gifts as a speaker. How could such a person have an impact on the city of Rome, which stood at the heart of the vast and confident empire? The fact that his ministry did have an enormous impact on that city and far beyond is because he was absolutely sure of what God had called him to do. He was bursting with pride about the good news. I love the expression that he was not ashamed of the good news. It almost sounds like a joke, because Paul was the complete opposite. He was willing to give every second of his time and every ounce of his energy to letting people know about Jesus and his gift of salvation. I wonder what you speak about with pride. Over the last few years, both our daughters have got married, and one has given birth to our granddaughter. As you would expect, I take every opportunity to talk about them, and if you've got the time, I'll show you the pictures too. I'm sure that you're just the same. Perhaps you also love talking about your family or your successes at work or the improvements you've made to your home. It's good for us to speak with enthusiasm and pleasure about these things. But I wonder how you talk about your Christian faith. Are you full of pride? I'm really pleased if that's the case, but to be brutally honest, some churches, and some Christians, can give the impression that they are deeply ashamed of the good news of Christ. They keep it to themselves and squirm when asked to share it with others. Paul's example should be a challenge and encouragement to us all. Like Paul, we have every reason to be proud of the good news. Nothing else in this world can transform a person's life in the way that Christ can. He alone can set us free to be the people that God has made us to be. So let me ask you a question. What are the things that you are proud to speak about? And how does that challenge the way in which you speak about your faith? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you have called us to share the good news of Christ. Help us to become bolder in the way that we pass it on to others. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really good day today. God bless you.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.